now.
Thank you.
8:81, also printed in your bulletin.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
So good to see everyone this morning. I have a little test for you this morning. I promise you it's easy to get to know if you need it. Okay, other comment on all this. What does this stand for? L-O-L. What? Laugh out loud. Okay. Barbie had to help me with some of this. Now, this one might be a little bit harder. A-S-A-P. Let's see, somebody else, I'll let you do your following note. You're probably not going to guess. You don't know? Oh, we've got some over here. All right, we have it. Who wants to? Start out as soon as possible. Even my old books know that one. All right, now here's two. Either one of these will give you a correct. If you get either one correct, you're our winner. BTW and OMW. See, I believe Mr. Field knows. You don't know? Anybody? Oh, Oliver knows.
What is it, Oliver?
It's the cocoa bin intro.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was, but that was a good guess. Marty, where are you?
By the way,
Marty knew that one, and I use this one with my kids. On my way. Okay, I'm in the car. On my way. All right, now I really don't expect any of you to get this one. P-R-M. If you just tell me what it's, what it means. You know exactly what it is? Now here is a really long one.
He already changed the language. I can have some papers needed.
As did he. Okay. What does six stand for? You know, Oliver knows who he has. Oliver knows. Unless anybody else knows. And this is you. This is you. Okay? Today, when you take up our red pen offering, that money is going to go to one of the programs involved in this. Does that give you any clues? Paul?
Charity,
Okay, Barbara, look here, okay? Asheville, Barkham County Christian Ministries. And we're going to learn more about that today from our guest speaker, Mary, who is going to tell us about it. She is the director of ministries there. And this is a program that has been going on since 1969 in our area. And it serves underserved people who may not have enough to eat, who may not have housing, place to live, who may not have had access to health care, lots and lots of other things. And I think I wrote down there, what? You do have a house to live in. Aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky? And there are 259 churches that take part in it, and over 6,100 trained volunteers, and some of those are in this congregation. And you're going to have to figure out who they are. But I'll tell you what, Ms. Jones this morning told me that Mary was Gordon Jones' boss, and somehow I doubt that. But we will take up our offering this morning. That's going to go for Transformation Villages. And then Ms. Mary is going to tell us more about that. Let's get the other two. Okay? And then I need four people to take up the offering. Ready to offering. You're in our announcements. Come to us for prayer. Come to us for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of this Trinity here and all the dinners represented. We thank you that we can figure out what letters mean and that we can help you by taking out money to go toward these offerings and toward these services that others provide. Be with us as we go from our homes to be with our families and we have enough to eat and we can get to the doctors when we need to. And help us that we might help others so that they can do that. And know that. We will take out our redemption offering now. And two on this side and two on this side. We don't have to lift it up. Thank you. And we do have a few announcements.
One more announcement about the crop walk, which is next week, and you'll be glad. This will be my last announcement. I'd like to ask, first of all, once again, for those who are going to be walking in the crop walk next week, to stand. And so remember that if you are not a walker, we encourage you to make a donation to these people. Claire was already standing, but she's been back as one of them. And the other thing is, they finally got the t-shirts printed. Asbury is a t-shirt sponsor, and so we're entitled to t-shirts. You may say, I already got one. But if we wear the same color t-shirts, it makes us look more like a team. I want to ask you to shout out your t-shirt size right now, but if you'll just tell me, and right at the church, I'll have them with me next Sunday. Look forward to a good day.
I'd like to remind everyone that October the 13th, we will be celebrating our 218th anniversary of the church, our homecoming celebration. This year, we are welcoming Ralph Parsons as our guest speaker. I'm going to let Kelly Christensen get this back here some more information about Ralph. I know he is a pastor of one of the new Methodist churches that is being formed in our conference this year. More than that, I'm going to tell you about. special music. Please plan to be here with us on the 13th of August.
The church will be providing ham and drinks, so we might side dishes and some dessert.
Are there other announcements?
I just want to say we're happy that Wade Stone is with us for the first time since he's been in this world. So we're happy to have him here.
Wonderful. We welcome you. And be introducing also Mr. Max.
Yeah, she just made an exit.
Marty?
I'd just like to say today is my little sister Susan's birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. And another announcement that during our offering today, if you would like to make a gift to UMCOR for those areas still struggling with disasters, please feel free to make the check out to UMCOR. Join us now for hymn 603, Come Holy Ghost on Hearts of Desire.
Then they also will answer,
Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When they are among the scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture. And the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at the weak animals with their horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock. And they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
A beautiful day. One of the things I love about being in this beautiful setting, I'm a Georgia native, but I've been in the Asheville area for a year now, celebrated my one-year anniversary with ABCCM September 17th. And I live in Black Mountain. And so I get to enjoy this beautiful mountain scenery every day, going to work and then coming back. So it has really been a joy to live in Asheville. I came here many moons ago for boarding school and lived actually in Asheville, but not in the city of Asheville. When you're at boarding school, you're sort of sequestered and get to have a brief visit into the city here and there. But living in the city and getting to know the city, it's just been such a blessing. And one of the most favorite things I like to do is what I'm doing right now, visiting our partner churches. And I know that Asbury Memorial has been a long support of ABCCM. And so I just want to thank you for that support and all that you continue to do to help our neighbors in need. And we know that there are many in our city that are in need. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It is a joy to speak with you this morning and to share some exciting things that are happening at ABCCM. ABCCM is celebrating 50 years. We were born in 1969, around October, so we've been taking this year to celebrate and to really thank the Lord for what He's done through this ministry. And we're having a great celebration. One of our celebrations are happening on Tuesday night, so put this on your calendar if you're able to come. It's Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Trinity United Methodist Church, right off Haywood Road. We are going to be having our General Assembly. We meet about 4 or 5 times a year. And those 289-plus partner churches, we come together to celebrate what God is doing and also to continue to collaborate and hear from our churches what are the needs that you're seeing and how can we continue to really represent you in Buncombe County. So Tuesday, 6 p.m., if you'd like to come, you can just call our main office and make a reservation. We'll have dinner that is completely free and yummy. It's always done by our chef, Eric Cox. He works over at the VRQ. He's our food services director. And so he makes a lovely meal. And then we are going to spend some intentional time about what is happening in our community, how can we respond to it, how can we continue to meet the needs that are around us. So I'm going to just give a brief word about ABCCM for those of you who may not be familiar. So if you'll just give me a moment, if you have volunteered for ABCCM before, just raise your hand and we'll see. Yes, I see some familiar faces. And then Gordon, you're back. I'm definitely not his boss, so I just want to clarify. Well, we collaborate together. We work together. So we have a different model at ABCCM. Our heart is really to support the volunteers that come our way. We know they come with gifts and talents. And so as a staff member, we're really looking to how can we support our volunteers that are there. And so hopefully that's working. Is that working okay? Okay, good. We sort of have a thumbs up. That's good. So ABCCM has 6 different ministries, and I want to touch on 2 of them this morning. Steadfast House, which is going to roll into Transformation Village, and our Crisis Ministry, since I am the Crisis Ministry Director. So we have 6 ministries. We have a jail ministry. We have about 20-plus, I believe it's 27, 26 Bible studies that happen every week for men and women who are in the jail system and have come to a place in their life where a lot of their, when you're in jail, it's a very lonely place, and it's a great place to be an encouragement to people. And so we take that very seriously, and we do that in very intentional ways. We work with folks that are in jail and then help transition them into getting back into the community after they have served their time. So we have a jail ministry. We have a medical ministry for the uninsured. We have 2 transitional housing communities. One is the Veterans Restoration Quarters off Tunnel Road, and the other is our Steadfast House, which both of them serve veteran women and men, Steadfast House women and children, but we also serve civilians. And then we have our Veterans Services of the Carolinas, which is another ministry to help our veterans navigate through services, receive housing, employment, job skill training. And then we have our Crisis Ministry. So our Crisis Ministry and ABCCM serves Buncombe County. So all of our funds and resources are really focused towards Buncombe County. And at our Crisis Ministry, we have 4 different sites. I know that you have a site that's close to you, our North Samaritan, where Cheryl Olson leads the charge there. And some of you are volunteers there, so thank you. And we have 3 other sites. Our downtown location is in 24 Cumberland Avenue. We have one in Arden and one in the Candler community. So our crisis sites are really designed to help people who are in a crisis. Now, many of the families and individuals that we see are on fixed incomes, working low-wage jobs, and so their funds barely meet each week to take care of their basic necessities. And so if a crisis happens in their life, a sick child, something happens with their car, a flat tire, or just any type of interruption that would go beyond their normal bills that month, then they do not have a reserve to draw from. Now, probably most of us in here, if we have a crisis, if our transmission goes out, or if we have a child we have to take a few days off and take care of them, or maybe we can find a resource, a family member, to take care of that child where they're sick, it doesn't do a whole lot. It might be a little bit of a blip, but we're able to sort of move our funds around, am I right? And recover without having to think about our basic necessities not being there. But with families that we see, that is not the case. A crisis happens and it throws their budget off completely. And bills compound quickly. And so we see folks who are experiencing a crisis and they've got to the point where it depleted the funds that they had to use for their basic necessities, so they come to us for help. We see people every day who have an eviction notice or a disconnect notice. We see people who may be on food stamps, but that does not get a family through a month. And so by the end of the month, or you know, the second week or third week, they come to us and they're looking for food to have on the table. And, you know, for those of us who don't have those challenges in our life, sometimes it can work. There would be actually someone who wouldn't have enough food on the table for a month. But it happens every day at our crisis sites. And so we're really blessed to be able to fill those gaps and help families get beyond that crisis and get them back on track. And so when you support ABCCM, you're supporting helping our neighbors in need get through difficult situations in their life. And so that's something to be proud of, and I'm sure that you are. It really takes all of us working together to both share the resources that we have and put them to good use with people who need it. So those are our crisis sites. And I, there was mentioned Ellen, right? Okay, good. Ellen mentioned that about, you know, what we do as a ministry, and so we have so many great volunteers. I think this month at Crisis, we had about 240 people at all of our four sites. And you might think, wow, you guys are doing great. You have 200-something volunteers, but we always have gaps in our schedule. And so I just would like to invite any of you who are interested in, you know, taking that step forward in helping us at our crisis sites. We could really use you. We have lots of gaps in our schedule. One of the things that's really important to us is to have a friendly face when people come through the door. We have people who, when they are in a crisis, they're wondering, am I and my children, are we going to be able to stay in our home? And if you can imagine, that would elicit a lot of stress in a person's life. And so to be able to meet them with kindness and compassion right off the bat is so important. But we have gaps in our schedule where we don't have that front desk or that receptionist person to welcome someone. So if you're, if you can smile, can anyone smile out there? I'm just wondering. Oh, I see. What a smile. That's really the first step and the biggest requirement is if you can smile, then you would be a great volunteer. So I just wanted to put that out there. We have needs, and I've put some information over here. If you're interested in the context of, you know, what I'm sharing today, if something sparks an interest, please put your name down, and there's some information over there you can take with you about ABCCM as a whole. So we would love to have you come on board. So one of the things that I want to share is about Transformation Village and an opportunity to be involved. Thank you, first of all, for your offering this morning. It's intentional acts like that are going to make us able to really help with the homeless population of women and children. So if we were to know
of one child that was homeless in Muncie County, what would that mean to you? What would you want to do if there was just one child that was homeless in Muncie County? To answer it out loud, just think about it. One child who didn't have running water, who wasn't able to take a bath at night, who wasn't able to have food cooked on a stove. That would probably bother us. And we would, I'm sure that it would, I'm saying probably, but I know that that would be something that would get our attention. And say, wow, in our county, there's one child that's homeless? Well, Buncombe County did a report on how many school age, this is just school age, this does not include children that are not school age. So they did a report, and their number was 803 children that are homeless in Buncombe County. That is a staggering number for our county, Asheville, North Carolina. How can there be 800 plus homeless children? But there are, and that definition of homeless has a bit of a broad spectrum. That means for families who are sleeping in their car, for families who are camping, and for families who are couch surfing, who might have a two-bedroom and there are 8 children and 4 adults. And you might think, wow, is that really happening? And I would imagine you probably already know that's happening, but it is happening. And Transformation Village was a dream about 8 or 9 years ago. A group of volunteers got together, and we knew that there was an issue of homelessness in Asheville. And so, again, it's really the heart of ABCCM. Where is the need? How can we fill the gap? And how can we really do that? Through our partner churches. And really, our partner churches and our volunteers are our heartbeat. Without our volunteers, we cannot do what we do. So that team of folks got together, and they said, well, we would like to have a place where women and children can come, and just like Steadfast House, but on really a larger scale. And we knew the need was growing even back then. Today, our Steadfast House is able to have about 50 residents, women and children. But now, because the homeless number has been rising so much, and really rising among women, and particularly veteran women, about 19% over the last few years, we wanted to take another step forward in really taking a big chunk out of that number. And so that is really where our Transformation Village began and is being built currently off of exit 33 on Interstate 26. It's the outlet mall exit. So if you've passed by and seen some construction going on, then that is Transformation Village. And so when Transformation Village is complete, it will house about 300 women and children. Isn't that amazing? 300 women and children. It will house the number of families right now that are on the waiting list for Steadfast House. There are 300 women and children on the waiting list for Steadfast House that right now our capacity is at 50. So Steadfast House is, which will become Transformation Village, is really such a big step for the church and our community to make to help women who are on the street, who do not have housing, who are couch surfing, who are camping, an opportunity to come into a safe environment, to receive training, skills, and support to get back on their feet and really live their purpose in life. We will be partnering with AB Tech. We're really excited about this. There will be 14 to 17 certifications that women can get while at Steadfast that will double or triple their wage earning capacity. And so, along with
providing a safe place and a place for them to heal from what they've been going through. They'll be given the opportunity to ask the question. You know, when you're living on the street and living in survival mode, you're not really thinking, well, what was I created for? What are my dreams? You're just living from day to day. But when you're in a safe place and you can think, you know, what am I interested in? What would I like to do? What is my gift to society? They'll be able to ask those questions and begin to respond to the call of God on their life in whatever way that turns out to be. So your donation this morning, your prayers, they are why we will be able to cut that ribbon, hopefully, at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, and welcome those women in for a new start in life. And boy, isn't that exciting. Amen. That is so, so exciting. So I want to give you an opportunity, if you have not been to a dinner over at the BRQ for Tables of Faith, I'd like to invite you. We have those dinners every second Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the Veterans Restoration Quarters. It is a lovely four-course meal. It's called Tables of Faith. And originally, Tables of Faith was designed as a way to thank our volunteers. And so what would happen is we'd have this nice meal, four-course, beautiful. It's really, really gourmet. It's quite delicious. And our volunteers would be thanked, and we would just sort of, you know, talk about things that were happening with ABCCM. And so in Transformation Village, we came together. We said, well, we want to really share the vision and share what's happening with ABCCM so people can pray, so people can spread the word. You know, when Transformation Village does open, again, it will be run by our amazing volunteers. And so to spread the word about the opportunity to volunteer, and then also to give financially in whatever way the Lord would put on your heart to do that. So I believe it's October the 8th. I have to check my calendar. It's the second Tuesday in October is the next one. And so if you're interested in coming, I host a table every month, and it'd be my honor for anyone here who's interested to sit at my table and to learn more about Transformation Village and to be treated to just a really beautiful meal. And you get to meet other folks who have the same heart as far as, you know, just connecting and being a blessing to our neighbors that are in need. So I want to, you know, thank you again for all of your support and prayers to ABCCM. And I do want to invite you. I know that there are people in this sanctuary, in this place today, that have amazing skills and talents. And I just want to say that we need you. For those that are already involved, thank you. And I'm sure you're involved in other ministries and other amazing work in our community. I know this is a very active congregation. Kelly told me that. So, but if you would like to put your skills, your life experience to work in helping another person be able to live in their purpose as you have, I'd like to invite you to come down to one of our crisis sites to get involved. And again, if you're interested in any way, please put your name down so I can contact you. But thank you again for all of your support, and thank you for allowing me to come and share some of the exciting things that are happening through our church partnerships and through the ministry of ABCCM. Thank you, and God bless you. We are going to sing a hymn together. You'll take your hymnal and turn to page 581. And sing Lord His love through humble service.
Shepherd of Israel, hear our prayers as your Son heard the plea of the criminal crucified with him. Gather into Christ's holy reign the broken, the sorrowing, and the sinner, that all may know hope, joy, and forgiveness.
You raised up your Son, and seated him at the right hand of the Shepherd and King, who seeks what is lost, binds up what is wounded, and strengthens what is weak. Empowered by the Spirit, grant that we may share with others that which we have received from your hand, in honor of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
As the shepherd who cares for the flock, O God, you guide all things through Jesus, whom you have exalted over all creation's King. Hear the prayers we offer in his name for the creation he cherished and you entrust to us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And now hear our prayers. Look upon your people who rejoice in your justice and mercy, and grant that the prayers we make may reveal Christ's reign in our return. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, we are bold to pray as our Lord taught us, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
clothe the naked, tend the sick, and to be shepherd to the fallen. Our closing hymn is found on page 577, God of Grace and God of Glory. Thank you.